Texans have returned to driving their cars and trucks at near pre-pandemic levels, resulting in more deadly accidents. A National Transportation Research Group is out with a new report calling for a more comprehensive approach to transportation safety. When the pandemic hit in April 2020, nationwide, vehicle miles traveled plummeted by 40% from the year before. But 2 years later, they'd mostly climb back up. U.S. traffic deaths also surged from 2020 to 2021, according to TRIP, the nonprofit road information project. TRIP's Rocky Moretti says in Texas, fatalities climbed 24% over the past 4 years.
Vehicle travel's up 3% in Texas. Nationally, since pre-COVID, it was down 1%. So when you see those type of fatality increases, it is a reflection largely of the behavior of drivers.
Moretti says the economic and quality of life impact to Texas due to fatal traffic accidents was estimated at $168 billion last year. In general, large western states reported more traffic deaths during the study period, but Connecticut and Vermont showed the highest percentage increases. Moretti paints a grim picture of what kinds of fatal accidents increased, noting the share of motorcyclists not wearing helmets from 2019 to 2021 almost doubled, from 17 to 29%.
Alcohol-involved crashes up 22%. The number of people unrestrained up 20%, speeding crashes up 23% and distracted by 13%, and motorcycle deaths are up 20%.
And it wasn't just vehicle accidents that increased. Moretti says significantly higher bicycle and pedestrian fatalities also contributed to the 42,000 traffic deaths last year.
Clearly, what we saw was riskier behavior by motorists. And you know, moving forward, I think a really well thought out, comprehensive approach to work together. But these numbers are beyond unacceptable.
The National Highway Traffic Administration says beyond vehicle damage, other economic costs of crashes include medical care, lost productivity, legal and court costs, insurance administrative costs, and workplace costs. I'm Roz Brown reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.